Hey there, this is Fish and Frank, and we got another Radio Fishing, and trying to keep up on stuff, we've got Captain Brian Ball on the phone with us, and Brian's been working on his new boat. He's getting all geared up for tarpon season. He's been doing a little offshore fishing. We're going to kind of go over all of it with him here in just a minute, kind of get you guys revved up on what's been happening and what's going to happen as this rain and weather kind of dissipates here over the next couple days. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Frank. How's it going, bud?
Oh, man. Peachy, keen, dandy, apples, lots of vegetable and fruit adjectives. Just can't keep up to it. let's see. So you're working in your boat. The rain is kind of giving you a chance to catch up on getting that boat in the water.
Yeah, it did, actually. This morning I was going to be high and mighty and go down and run a little flash charter with one of my clients from Naples. And I got down to the boat, started putting the boat down, and looked at all the other boats that were in the water tied up, and they looked like ping pong balls in between the pilings. And I kind of reassessed the situation and decided that maybe he better stay in Naples today, and I'll go back to work on my other boat.
There you go. Now, this other boat you're getting ready, that's for doing tarpon and backcountry inside the harbor?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Now,
It's going to be a sweet ride. It's only money. I'm tired of saying that, but I keep telling myself it's only money.
I know. And, you know, the IRS shows up, it's only money. You know, the state gets me for something else, it's only money. The shiner tanks blow up, it's only money. It's part of the fishing business. We just love it, you know.
Yeah, bringing
all this money, watch it all. You know, I get to, like, hold it and cuddle it for just a minute and before I have to set it free again.
That's right. And you just pass it on down the line.
Right. So, hey, somebody's got to do it. Keep the economy going, you know. Get a little, give a lot. So,
That's right.
Anyway, as you're going out, you've been doing a lot of offshore trips. Your offshore boat's been is still in full swing and running like a banshee. What's been going on in the Gulf of Mexico?
She's feeling good. It's been really good. We're fishing like 75 foot to as far as like 110, 115. Finding some of the bigger red grouper in a little bit deeper water and doing most of my snapper fishing, yellowtail and mangrove snapper fishing inside of 100 foot and catching some nice fish, you know, averaging, like I'd say a good 3 pound average catching fish. I've had some mangroves pushing 6.5, 7 pounds, but the majority of them, you know, are under 5.
Wow. But that's some nice fish. How's the grouper doing? I mean,
grouper bite's been good. Of course, this time you really can't keep any jag grouper, but they're obviously fun to catch. And they seem to be mixed in right there with the red grouper, so.
Yeah, now May 7th, we have that grouper law change. It's going down to 2.
Yep, going on the two. I'm not really sure how I feel about that. I like to preserve, and conservation's a good thing and all that, but I'm not 100% sold on the people making the decisions if they know exactly what they're talking about.
Well, they get paid better by the commercial industry than we pay them. We don't actually pay the lawmakers to make good decisions for us. We hope they do it because it's their job. And the commercial industry is much smarter. They pay them to make the right decisions. And we're seeing which one is more effective, relying on people to do what's right and what they should do versus, you know, here, go to Aruba on me, you know. I didn't just say that, did I?
No, that's
probably just my imagination. It's probably not true, more than likely, probably. So, anyway, but out there, there's so many other fish in the Gulf right now. I'm hearing stories of permit.
We've been catching a mixed bag of everything. It seems like, you know, if you're anchored up and doing some hardcore chumming, you know, the snapper and everything, that Amber Black show up, occasional Cardia shows up. I've been catching a few permit out there. It's, you know, it's good. It's really good this time of year. And enjoy kind of getting out of the rat race of the redfish and snook sometimes. It's something different to pull on.
Yeah, I'm with you. We've had a lot of people lately go back in. Bass fishing's on the rise. We're actually, my studio here where I have Radio Fishing is probably going to have to be taken over by retail space. I need a freshwater section. Bass fishing's becoming a lot bigger, and we need to expand our offshore stuff because going way out in the Gulf or back up in a creek is becoming a little more popular during the cooler months when we have so many visitors here. And so the guys are finding out that they can go and escape some of the noise and get back to where it's real quiet by changing venues for a while. This time of year, we see a lot more of the locals get back into the flats fishing and doing more snook and redfish, stuff like that. But during the peak of season, when the weather's more perfect, a lot of them are trying to find other pursuits. And the fishing in the Gulf has been amazing this year.
Yeah, it's been really good. It's such a big area out there, and it's really seems untouched from what I can see. Comparing with the fishing in the bay. The bay is getting so much pressure, and you go out there, it's just kind of like a sigh of relief. There's nobody around. You're not worried about somebody running over your school or redfish or blah, blah, blah. It's a lot more laid-back feeling.
From
my standpoint, at least.
When I was doing charters, I would go out and I'd make a kind of a loop around the east side and then over by the west side, and then the heck with this, and I'd head up to another part of the harbor where there was nobody at. I would catch a few less fish than a lot of the captains, but we were literally fishing by ourselves, and to me that was always the coolest part of the day. My customers really seemed to enjoy it at that point too. Instead of catching 10 fish, I'd catch 6, you know what I mean? It was a little bit less, but I like the solitude of it all. Kind of what I went to. But I'm a big one on exploration, going to places that are not popular and people don't really go to very much. Those are my kind of places. But now, you're getting all geared up for tarpon. What you been hearing about the tarpon? I mean, the whole boat, everything's kind of going on, and tarpon is just kind of on everybody's mind right now.
Yeah, no, it's been good, actually. For a while, that shit, almost the whole entire month of March, the harbor was just littered with them. And when you got the right weather conditions and tides, you could really produce some phenomenal days. We had some, 12, 15 fish days up there.
12, 15 tarpon on the line in a trip?
Yes, sir.
That's a pretty good day.
Yes, you were ready.
So, any kind of tricks? Now, you ever put a swim bait under a bobber?
Yes, it works.
Okay, I came in with a new way of rigging that.
When you're trolling around just looking for the fish, if you take a bait buster and throw it out the back and drag it around like a complete goofball, you'd be amazed at how many times that thing gets eaten.
Oh, no, and that's one of the reasons. I was taking Robert home the other night. We were talking about it and putting swim baits and stuff below floats. But they always hang a little funny. You know, if you put them out behind a bobber on the boat and you're just kind of moving slow. I'm using the Hitchhiker. It's that screw-in thing that you would put a soft plastic bait to hook with. Do you know what I'm talking about? The little spring clip thing? And you screw it into the bait. Well, if you screw it in about an inch behind the eye of a swim bait and then hook your leader through it, it hangs perfectly level, just like you would want the bait to hang there. I'll show you the trick when you come back in next time you come in. I'll show it to you. It's really cool. Just Robert and I talking about stuff, and I said, and it just dawned on me, why not just put one of those little screw-in things there and hold it level? So it actually makes a much better presentation. I'll show it to you. I think you're going to like it.
Yeah, check that out. Next time I'm in there.
What's that?
I said I have to check that out next time I'm in there.
Now, you tend to, if you're using the trolling motor and you're actually moving and looking for fish, you put the bait buster out by itself and just kind of pull it along in a trolling fashion, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Now, it's amazing how much noise that little tail makes. We were having a big argument about that because they said, well, I said, no, that tail goes like crazy on a bait buster.
I'll be honest with you, it's the dumbest looking lure I've ever seen, and I've caught more fish on that lure than I probably have on any other lure that I've ever owned.
Oh, I'm with you. I mean, it's $5.
It really is. It's still looking, but it works.
Yeah, I think, we talk about the Storm Twitch bait, the DOA bait buster, the Mirror Lure Little John, and not one of them has anything exceptional about it. And it, I think it falls back to the KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. You know, yep. Because these are very basic, simple lures that just keep catching fish.
That's right.
It's, and out of all the lures made, I mean, we have some that are so realistic and so beautiful and so perfect. And then you have these three goofballs that really just, I don't know what the heck, why they do so well.
Yeah, we didn't make you scratch your head when you started looking at them, but they work.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, what's your plan once the weather breaks?
I think the fish, as far as the tarpon, they'll show back up around the passes. I think a lot of those fish push offshore when we get this wind like this. They'll come back in, you know, to some cleaner water once it starts to settle down. I look for the offshore fishing to remain consistent, you know, for the next month or so. I don't see any reason why that would change.
Yeah, you know.
Be out there next week, next day.
Every once in a while, you know, you're going through the pass and somebody gets an itch to drop a bait. Where do you see how this little spring clip makes a regular, like the power bait swim baits or the gulp or the storm swim baits? Where do you see how it looks? You could vertical jig it in the pass and perfectly legal and much more simple than anything else to hook up. And I think you're going to be really surprised. Believe it or not, people don't realize it, but I'm a drifter. I'm a live bait drifter. I'm not a jig guy. I teach people to do it, and I'll help people catch fish. You know, they drive 1,500 miles to come down and catch one of these. That's how they want to do it. That's fine with me. But for me, it's not my thing. This is going to really make a big difference in keeping everybody legal, being able to use a simple, easy-to-use bait there in the past. And then you take it right back out and use it in the harbor. It's way more versatile. I kind of took your breath away on that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
But it's just amazing that now we can take the same swim baits that we use, be it a DOA bait buster or a storm swim bait, and you can use them vertically or as a standard jig. So, you know, pretty cool, my aspect.
Yeah, I agree. Better.
Yeah, I know you don't jig, but, you know, just letting you know that this...
You know, that's like saying I don't drive a Ford, I only drive this or that, whatever, you know?
Yeah. But... You know, it's just one of those things that this is going to turn some of the baits a little more versatile, so you don't have to buy separate stuff to do all the rest of the stuff. You can kind of, okay, I'm going through, I just want to drop a line, let me do that. And then you can go on and just unclip it and go on and use it on the beach or up in the harbor. A little more versatile. So anyway, I know I shouldn't be talking about that, but it's just kind of one of those things. Everybody gets so upset, you know. We'll let them boycott my store. It won't be the first time. They were boycotting last year. So,
I don't think you have a problem.
Anyway, oh no, I've already got problems with them. They're already boycotting me. But, such a shame. Anyway, to get back into the harbor, they were big between Burnt Store and Two Pines, the tarpon, and then they seemed to move north of Pirate Harbor a little bit, and then they went back out to the middle of the harbor. Now,
I think a lot of our fish that were up in the bay have moved back out closer to the passes. There's always fish in the holes out there and up, you know, mouth of P7 Rack. A lot of those fish never even leave, ever. And, you know, if you get the right conditions, it's kind of like needle in a haystack fishing, but if you get around them, they're usually biting. I recently talked to some friends of mine that have been fishing further up in the P7 and having some decent success up there.
Really? Now, I haven't heard anything about the fish up in the Peace River. What are they, catfishing them? Chunks of catfish?
Yep, they're baiting them on the bottom. Yep.
Yeah, I had heard a whole bunch about them, and then I haven't heard anything for almost 2 weeks now.
Yeah, this is this past weekend here before the weather broke down. So, and those fish don't leave. I think they just kind of lay up. Those fish that are way up there, I don't think they'll ever leave.
Well, I think the rain actually helps hold them there. It washes more stuff down the river. You know, they like that a lot. They like that all that runoff starts boiling down all kinds of bait they don't normally get to eat. You know, the tarpon up river have been eating those armored catfish.
Is that right?
Yeah, the state did, you know, did the regurgitation, you know, pumping their stomachs and stuff. And talk about an alien abduction, you know, you're swimming along nice and fine, all of a sudden somebody grabs you up and boom, they're pumping your stomach and everything, probing, oh my God. So, but they found a lot of armored catfish in there. I'm wondering how long before, because behind my house, which I live up off the river, we got a ton of Mayan cichlids. Even as salty as it is right now, we got a ton of Mayan cichlids. I'm wondering how long before that's going to turn into the bait.
Oh yeah, they'll eat them. They'll eat them for sure.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's actually caught one using either a live hole or cut cichlid, but, you know, there's getting to be so many of them, I just wonder how long before it's going to turn into a real thing.
Yep, I think it's probably on its way there.
Yeah,
I do.
You know, I know these invasive species are all bad and everything else. It seems to take about 5 years for them to kind of level out with, excluding the lionfish, which is just a plague. But the armored catfish now are being snook bait, tarpon bait. I mean, they're, you know, all the big fish up there eating them now. And the tilapia have become a staple food for them up there. So pretty soon, as you know, you and I both agree on, the Mayan cichlids will become food. You know, it does give some of our larger fish more forage.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So anyway, what's your prediction for this weekend? I mean, it's going to be beautiful. It's supposed to be sunny, mild, calm winds. What's your prediction for everybody out there?
I think you can let me see, like I said, those fish start to come back in as far as the tarpon go. And as long as that north wind didn't muddy up everything, I think, you know, it never got like drastically cold or anything. So I think fishing should be good this weekend. I think it'll be a good weekend for fishing. I hope. I got to work, so.
Yeah, you're going to be out in the water both days. Do you have any days coming up? Any open time?
I have a little bit of time left in May. I think around like 11th, 12th, and 13th through there. But the schedule's definitely filling in. It seems that there's a high demand. Everybody is under the impression you can only catch tarpon in the Buffalo Drain area between May and June, which is false advertisement.
Yeah, who wants to go out there at that time? It's nuts out there. I'd rather be in the harbor or on the beach or on the river or somewhere, just as we were talking about a minute ago. I would much rather hire you to take me around the harbor. And I think being in the pass in that area is cool, and I like the visual of it all. It's like watching a NASCAR wreck, you know. But for me, I don't mind running through it. Like I say, if I go through it, I'm sitting there, I'll throw something down and see if I get it. But I got about a 15-minute limit on that, and then I'm on off either to the beach or back up in the harbor. I don't know, you know. But that's why NASCAR is so popular. People like watching the wrecks.
That's right. We'll have to see it.
But so you're going to be doing mostly harbor stuff, and
I've been in the harbor all weekend, and then like I said, next week I'll be offshore a couple of days and trying to get this new boat in the water and going. So,
but with trips and 12 to 15 hookups, I don't think you're going to have a problem being booked.
Yeah, no, it's staying pretty steady for us, thank God.
Well, I wish you the best.
It's been great. It has drained the bank account, so I need it.
Yeah. How's the baby doing?
Baby's doing great. He's tougher than anybody I know. I'll tell you that much.
There you go. Well, wish the family the best for me. And for those of you listening, if you ever want to take a charter with just super nice guy, catches a lot of fish and has a good time, whether you're going out in the Gulf or in the harbor, it would be Brian Ball. He's he's a very good friend, and so hopefully you guys can find time to get with Brian. I know he's a little booked up, but if you can find time to get out, you're going to have a great trip and have a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun to fish with, even though I kind of intimidate him when I'm on the radio.
All right, thank God. That's good talking to you, man. I'm going to get back to pulling wires on this boat.
All right. Well, thank you much. This is Fish and Frank in the chair, Captain Brian Ball on the phone over there. And just click his picture right next to this interview and right next to the thing you clicked on to hear this. And it'll take you right to his website. Fish and Frank, Captain Brian Ball. We'll see you guys later.